Hello, everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Ottoman County NRCS offices, with this week's USDA report. Well, we still have a few projects that were completed last fall that we still have not been able to make our cost share payments on. This is largely due to the fact that construction bills have not been turned into our office. All we ask is that these bills be turned in as quickly as possible so we can get those practices certified and make those cost share payments as quickly as we can and get those projects off the books. And we appreciate everyone's work and patience as we worked through this last fall, and we'll try to hit it hard again this next spring. Anyone that is interested in the Conservation Stewardship Program will need to have their application submitted by the close of business on February 7th. CSP makes payments to producers who are already practicing good conservation, plus agreed to do some more activities above and beyond what they're already doing. In Iowa, program participants average $20 to $25 per acre per year in CSP payments. Here in Cass and Ottoman counties, those payments range from about $15.25 per acre per year up to $40 per acre per year. Anyone who had an old contract that expired last September is eligible to enroll that land into this program. Don't hesitate. Stop into your local NRCS office and sign up today. We are also working on ranking applications for the Environmental Quality Incentive Program. This year, we are receiving about $70,000 in financial assistance funds for this program, and that will fund projects such as terracing, cover crops, and pasture management activities. We will be contacting folks in the near future, let them know their applications have been selected for funding, and we'll continue to work with them through the contracting process. If you are planning on bringing land into production, please remember to come in and fill out a 1026 form and let us know. This will cause us to complete HEL or wetland determinations. If you do convert a wetland or do not use an approved conservation system for compliance, you could lose all your USDA benefits. Don't wait until the last minute to make your request either. If you're thinking about it at all, now is the time to make that request so we can be working on it. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with NRCS in Cass and Ottoman Counties, with this week's USDA report.